Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Thursday class, May 30, 2024, 1 John.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And in preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. As we witness, Father, the apostasy and degeneracy of client nation USA, we are constantly reminded that Jesus Christ controls history. And the principle is, as goes the believer, so goes the client nation to God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the preservation of the canon of Scripture, the eternal and absolute truth of your word, that spiritual food, that manna from heaven, that enables us to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we might fulfill the very plan, will, and purpose that you have for each one of our lives. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I want to remind you all to keep in your prayers the evangelism team. This Saturday, the evangelism team will be going to Child Haven. They have invited us back, and that is totally the grace and power of God that they keep inviting us back to give the grace gospel. This Saturday, the evangelism team will be communicating the gospel to elementary age girls and boys and to the staff that are there. So pray that God will prepare the hearts of the elementary kids and the staff. Pray for the evangelism team that they'll be channels of God's grace, tools in God's hand. Pray that the grace gospel will be given clearly and accurately. Pray that God may use this to His honor and glory to bring many sons into glory. That's this Saturday, June 1st, starting at 10 a.m. First John chapter 5. Let's notice the corrected translation, verses 1 through 3. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one of the Father, has been born of God, regeneration. And everyone who loves the Father, the one who regenerates with personal love for God, also loves the one who has been regenerated by Him, all fellow believers, with impersonal love for all. By this, verse 2, by this we have come to know that we love the children of God with impersonal love for all when we fulfill these two conditions. Condition number one, when we love God with personal love for God. And condition number two, and when we execute His mandates. Verse 3, for this is the love for God, personal love for God, namely, that we keep on executing His mandates. And His mandates absolutely are not difficult to fulfill. Impersonal love is the expression of man's virtue, grace righteousness that has been developed in the heart of the believer from maximum metabolized Bible doctrine. Impersonal love is free from arrogance, the greatest of sins, and all its accompanying mental attitude sins and sins of the tongue. The object of impersonal love can be a friend or an enemy, someone who is virtuous, someone who is evil, someone who is worthy, someone who is unworthy, someone who is ugly or beautiful, attractive or obnoxious. Impersonal love for all is stable. It's consistent. Whether confronted with friendliness or antagonism, animation or animosity, love or hatred, impersonal love is not influenced by the antagonisms or the prejudices of life. Impersonal love is one of the last virtues that is developed in the life of the believer. Impersonal love for all only functions when the believer is living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and has attained the ultimate objective of the church age and the spiritual life, having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Impersonal love for all is motivated by personal love for God and personal love for Jesus Christ, occupation with Christ. And impersonal love for all is sustained by consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine. Impersonal love is the problem-solving device of all personal relationships, including marriage. Without honor, without integrity and virtue from impersonal love for all, there is neither capacity, nor ability, nor success in either romance nor marriage. Impersonal love manifests tolerance, courtesy, sensitivity, and a relaxed mental attitude to all. God invented impersonal love for all to be absolutely unique. He invented it to have impact in the entire world. Impact to both man and to angels. Impersonal love is non-discriminating and free from prejudice. Impersonal love is unconditional and non-hypocritical. Impersonal love provides objectivity in personal relationships with all people. Impersonal love is only a virtue when it's directed to everyone. And when you make one exception, well, you don't have impersonal love for all. Instead, you are arrogant. You're out of fellowship with God. You're living in Satan's cosmic system. You're characterized by interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. You're full of mental attitude sins and sins of the tongue, judge and slander and malign. You cannot base impersonal love on what people do to you. Impersonal love is not influenced by the hostile or antagonistic attitude of others toward you. Impersonal love is the highest form of virtue in human interaction and demands that the believer live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. Impersonal love is the believer functioning by the royal family honor code to all mankind. Impersonal love is thoughtfulness, true sensitivity, maximum grace function to all. Impersonal love is thoughtful and has grace function directed toward the weak believer. There are a lot of believers that are weak believers. They're baby believers. They're adolescent believers. They don't have very much Bible doctrine in their heart. They are the weak believer. From impersonal love for all, you will refrain from doing certain things that you have the right to do. You know from the Word of God you're free to do those things, but you will refrain from doing those things in order to help the weak believer in his spiritual growth. That is spiritual maturity. That's virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Impersonal love for all results in reconciliation. Reconciliation is the removal of barriers. The removal of barriers in human relationships. Impersonal love functions results in solving all personal relationship problems, all marital problems. It leads to reconciliation and the solving of all problems in personal relationships. Reconciliation, as a key part of impersonal love for all, removes barriers. Impersonal love motivates reconciliation. It motivates the removing of barriers in all personal relationships. Impersonal love for all includes true sensitivity, to be thoughtful in a very kindly sense. True sensitivity is thoughtfulness and consideration of others. True sensitivity has good manners. It is the willingness to accommodate oneself to an individual or a group of individuals. And favoritism or partiality means you do not have impersonal love for all. James chapter 2, 1 to 9, and James 1, 22 to 27, we saw this in those passages. By its very nature, impersonal love is directed to all, and therefore, Impersonal love never, never shows partiality. An impersonal love for all, your mental attitude to everyone is basically the same. It's virtue and honor and integrity to all. It is courteous, it is thoughtful, it is sensitive to the feelings of others. It is a relaxed mental attitude, totally free from mental attitude sins and sins of the tongue. Illegitimate partiality is when you take the functional virtue of impersonal love and limit it. Limit it to just certain people. And as soon as you put a limit or a boundary on impersonal love, you don't have impersonal love. You're showing illegitimate partiality. Impersonal love is only a virtue when it's directed to everyone. And when you make one exception, you don't have impersonal love at all. Instead, you are arrogant. Instead, you are living your life out of fellowship with God in Satan's cosmic system. Illegitimate partiality means virtue is not being manifested to all. Showing illegitimate partiality is cosmic thinking. Showing illegitimate partiality demonstrates arrogance of soul. It demonstrates judging, slandering, maligning others. Showing illegitimate partiality is discrimination of others. But impersonal love for all never discriminates. It is free from prejudice. Impersonal love is unconditional virtue directed to all. Now, virtue love, we'll get started this evening. Virtue love is related to our two royal commissions. It's related to our two royal commissions. Let's break that down. One, at salvation, at that moment of faith in Jesus Christ, every church-age believer receives two royal commissions. These are royal commissions because of the new spiritual species, which we're studying on Wednesday night in verse 17. New spiritual species. In this dispensation, the church age, is we have something totally unique. At the moment of salvation, faith in Christ, we are baptized, the baptism of the Spirit. Identify with Christ in his death and burial, retroactive positional truth, identified with Christ in his resurrection, ascension and session, current positional truth. We are in union with the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Being in union with the King of all kings and Lord of all lords, we aren't just family of God, which was in the Old Testament. We are royal family of God in union with the King. And we have been given two royal commissions. Royal commission number one, we have been commissioned a royal priest, our royal priesthood, which is the universal priesthood of the church age believer. Not a specialized priesthood, like in the age of Israel. You had to be a member of the tribe of Levi in the age of Israel to be a priest. No, we have the universal priesthood of the believer. You represent yourself before God. And secondly, we have been commissioned a royal ambassador. a royal ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of all kings and Lord of all lords. And that is the dynamic testimony of the royal family to the entire human race. That is the dynamic testimony of the royal family to the entire human race. Two. Each commission grants the believer certain powers and authorizes the performance of certain duties. Each commission grants the believer, the royal family of God, certain powers and authorizes the performance of certain duties. Three, when God gives you, royal family of God, a royal commission, it is never to be taken lightly. It is never to be taken lightly. Four, these two commissions are the greatest honors you will ever receive in this life. The greatest honors you will ever receive in this life. Five, the privacy of the royal priesthood is designed for the function of the filling of the Holy Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit for consistent and faithful metabolization of the Word of God. The privacy of the royal priesthood is designed for the function of the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, the consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine. Six, the motivational virtues of personal love for God and personal love for Jesus Christ, occupation with Christ, they are related to our royal priesthood. Since all motivational virtues are directed toward God, the motivational virtues of personal love for God the Father and personal love for the Lord Jesus Christ, occupation with Christ, are related to our royal priesthood. Since all motivational virtues are directed toward God, personal love for God the Father, personal love for the Lord Jesus Christ, occupation with Christ, and this great social life with God that we have in our heart. This great social life with God we have in our heart. Invisible. Man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. Seven, the functional virtue of impersonal love for all is related to our royal ambassadorship. The functional virtue of impersonal love for all is related to our royal ambassadorship, and therefore, it is our dynamic testimony to the human race. It is our dynamic testimony to the human race. Now that brings us to 1 John 5, verse 4. The victory over the cosmic system. Starts out, for whatever is born of God overcometh the world. We have the conjunction hati plus pas plus the articular perfect passive participle of ganao plus the prepositional phrase ek plus the genitive singular of theos with the definite article, plus the present active indicative of nikao, plus the accusative singular of cosmos with the definite article. Well, we start out with hoti. H-O-T-I. Hoti. And hoti is used here as a causal conjunction and is correctly translated because. Hoti gives the cause or the reason for what the Apostle John just taught in verse 3. That is, one, because the believer who loves God, personal love for God the Father and personal love for Jesus Christ, overcomes the world. Because the believer who loves God overcomes the world, the cosmic system. Two, because the believer who executes his mandates to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and have virtue, love brought to completion in his heart, he overcomes the world. Because the believer who executes his mandates to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and has virtue, love brought to completion in his heart, overcomes the world, Satan's cosmic system. Three, because his mandates absolutely are not difficult to fulfill. Why? Because God provides the grace and the power to fulfill them. So point three, because his mandates absolutely are not difficult to fulfill, because God provides his grace and his power to fulfill them. One of our favorite toasts, Deb and I, we used to toast with wine. We still do from time to time, but now we toast with prune juice. When you get older, it's kind of funny the things you... I never had too much prune juice, but now it's to God's power. We drink down the juice and then, whew, man, I see God's power. There it goes. No, that's not the power of God, but anyway. That's one of our favorite toasts, to God's power, to God's grace. Because his mandates absolutely are not difficult to fulfill, because God provides his grace and his power to fulfill them. The Arntgen Gingrich on page 637, the Greek lexicon, says that the adjective pos with the articular participle means everyone who. Everyone who is how it should be translated. And then we have the verb genao. G-E-N-N-A-long-O. Genao. Now this is the same verb that we had back in verse 1. 1 John 5 verse 1. And literally, genao means to become the father of. It means to be born. And sometimes it's used for physical birth. Other times, it's used for spiritual birth, and that's how it's used here. So point one, in our verse, it's used for spiritual birth. It's used for regeneration. Being born again. Two, at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, God the Holy Spirit creates a human spirit And God the Father imputes eternal life into that human spirit. At the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, God the Holy Spirit creates a human spirit, because as unbelievers we were dichotomous, body and soul, spiritually dead. But at the moment of regeneration, faith in Jesus Christ, God the Holy Spirit creates a human spirit. God the Father imputes eternal life to that human spirit. Now we are, as believers, trichotomous, body, soul, and spirit. Three, this is the new birth. This is being born again through faith in Jesus Christ. This is the new birth, being born again through faith in Jesus Christ. For this is a brand new start in life. A brand new start in life. Five, the initial victory over the cosmic system occurs at the moment of salvation, through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the initial victory over the cosmic system. That takes place instantly at the moment of salvation. Now the question is, are you going to have victory over the cosmic system experientially? Positionally you do, through the baptism of the Spirit in union with Christ. Question is, experientially, are you going to have victory over the cosmic system? So the initial victory over the cosmic system occurs at the moment of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Six, it was the Lord Jesus Christ who defeated the cosmic system. The eternal Son of God took on true humanity on that very first Christmas through the incarnation and virgin birth. He is now undiminished deity and true humanity united forever. And in his true humanity, he had the first spiritual life given to him. First spiritual life, and he lived the spiritual life by the spiritual skills in his true humanity. And he totally defeated the cosmic system by living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. Turn over to John 16. John 16. John, this is the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John 16, verse 33. John 16, 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me, the Lord Jesus Christ, you may have peace. In the world, you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. He's totally overcome Satan's cosmic system. He lived that unique spiritual life in his true humanity. He never even sinned one time. Seven, just as our Lord Jesus Christ overcame the cosmic system through living the unique spiritual life, so we as royal family of God overcome the cosmic system by living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. So just as our Lord Jesus Christ overcame the cosmic system through living the unique spiritual life, so we as royal family of God, this new spiritual species, overcome the cosmic system by living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. Eight, now the church age believer has newness of life through the baptism of the Spirit. Current positional truth, he's in union with Jesus Christ. He's in union with the King of all kings and Lord of all lords. So now the church age believer has newness of life through the baptism of the Spirit. We saw that Romans 6 verse 4 in our Sunday class. 9. Now the church age believer has the unique spiritual life of the church age and the grace and the power of God to live that unique spiritual life. The grace and the power of God, the filling of the Holy Spirit, and the teaching ministry of the Spirit. So now the church age believer has the unique spiritual life of the church age and the grace and the power of God to live that unique spiritual life, the filling of the Spirit and teaching ministry of the Spirit. 10. Now the church age believer can grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and have virtue love, the ultimate objective of the spiritual life, have virtue love brought to completion in his heart. So now the church age believer can grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and have virtue love brought to completion in his heart. And therefore, 11, now the church age believer can overcome the world, can overcome Satan's cosmic system. Because everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, Satan's cosmic system. And then we have the preposition ek. It looks pretty, it's the same Greek and English, ek. Ek denotes origin or cause, correctly translated from or by or of. And then we have ha theos. Looks like that in the Greek. That's the definite article, ha, T-H-E-O-S, the God. And the God is the living and true God. The genitive is the genitive of source, again presenting origin and cause. And then the verb nikao. N-I-K-A, long O, nikao. All right, a couple of things. One, this is the same verb that the Apostle John used back in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. This is the same verb that John used back in 1 John 4, 4. Two, as an intransitive verb, it means to be the victor, to prevail, to conquer as an intransitive verb. But we don't have it as an intransitive verb. So point three, as a transitive verb, which is what we have, it means to conquer, to vanquish, to overcome. Four, winner believers conquer, vanquish, overcome Satan's cosmic system, the cosmos. Winner believers conquer, vanquish, overcome Satan's cosmic system, the cosmos. Five, the cosmic system includes the false teachers. It includes the spirit of Antichrist, which John was teaching about back in chapter 4. So look back at 1 John 4. 1 John 4, 3 and 4. When 1 John chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. He starts out in verse 3, but every pneuma, every persuasive speaker, and here, every false teacher who does not acknowledge and teach the Jesus, the orthodox Christology and soteriology of Jesus in the God-breathed scriptures, he absolutely is not from God. He is not from the living and true God. Indeed, this false teaching keeps on being the spirit of the Antichrist, about whom the Antichrist, you have heard that he is coming. John taught about the Antichrist in the tribulation period. He is coming. He might even be on the earth right now. But now, in the church age, he, the spirit of Antichrist, false teachers, are already in the world. They keep on being in the world right now, John says. Verse 4. You, believers living the spiritual life, are from God. Dear children, students, students under authority. And you have nikaod, here's our verb, and you have overcome them, the false teachers, the spirit of Antichrist. You have cleared the hurdles of people testing. Because greater is he who is in you, the indwelling of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, than he who is in the world, Satan. Now, this he taught about this. We went through this in some detail, 1 John 4, 3 and 4. Well, he's counting on the fact that you learned that. And now he's bringing it up again now. So the cosmic system includes the false teachers, the spirit of Antichrist, introduced in 1 John 4, 3 and 4. Because, corrected translation, because everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, Satan's cosmic system. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. This is the conjunction chi plus the demonstrative pronoun houtos plus the present active indicative of the to-be verb, a me, plus the nominative singular nike with the definite article, plus the articular aorist active participle of nikao. So we got the noun nike with the articular participle nikao. Nike and nikao. Plus the accusative singular of cosmos with the definite article. The conjunction chi is the connective chi. You translate it and. The demonstrative pronoun is houtos, this, and this. And the to-be verb, eimi, means is. And this is. And then we have nike. N-I-K long E. And you go, I know that. That's Nike. Yeah, very good. Nike. We get our word Nike, obviously, from Nike. Now, this noun is a hapax legomenon. This is the only time this noun is found in the God-breathed scriptures. Now, it comes from the verb nikao, which was used several times, which we had in 1 John 4:4, and now we have it in 1 John 5:4. But Nike means victory. Nike means the means for winning a victory. Victory or the means for winning a victory. And what is that means for winning the victory over the cosmic system? Pistis. P-I-S-T-I-S. That's the key right there. The means for winning the victory over the cosmic system is faith. First of all, faith in Jesus Christ for eternal salvation. First of all, faith in Jesus Christ for eternal salvation. Secondly, faith in the God-breathed scriptures. Not faith in anything. We got people out there that have faith in every kind of evil in the world. Faith in false gods. We have faith in false gospels. Faith in false doctrine. It isn't just faith, it's faith in the God-breathed scriptures. Faith in aletheia, absolute truth. Jesus Christ is aletheia. The Word of God is aletheia, absolute truth. It's only faith in absolute truth. Faith in Jesus Christ as absolute truth. Faith in the God-breathed scriptures as absolute truth, aletheia. So, yes. The means for winning the victory over the cosmic system is, first of all, the initial victory is faith in Jesus Christ for eternal salvation. That's the initial victory. And secondly, faith in the God-breathed scriptures to attain spiritual maturity, to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, to have virtue, love brought to completion in our hearts. The great motivational virtues of personal love for God the Father and personal love for Jesus Christ, and the great functional virtue of impersonal love for all. And then the verb nikao is repeated. This time, it is an articular participle. That means it's substantival and functions as a noun. And is correctly translated that has overcome. Overcome what? Overcome the cosmos, Satan's cosmic system. So the corrected translation. Because everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, Satan's cosmic system. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, Satan's cosmic system. And then the King James says, even our faith. But there is no word even in the Greek. All we have is, hey, pistis, hemon. That's all. There is no even. So if you have a King James Bible, cross out even. This is the nominative singular of pistis with the definite article plus the genitive singular of the personal pronoun ego. Pistis again, faith. Used here for faith in Jesus Christ for eternal salvation, and used for faith in the God-breathed scriptures to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and have virtue, love brought to completion in our hearts. And the genitive plural of the personal pronoun ego, our faith. Our faith in Jesus Christ. Our faith in the God-breathed scriptures. We got a lot of believers that have faith in a lot of things, and they put their faith in false gospels, false doctrine. They're living their life in the cosmic system, and that's the problem with America. We Well, we're living on the edge of the volcano. I think you can see it. I think you see it more every single day. The only hope for this country is for the pivot of believers, of mature believers, become big. Right now, it's shrinking to nothing. To nothing. As goes the believer, so goes the clan, nation of God. I know a lot of you want to blame this and blame that and blame the Democrats and blame the liberals and blame Biden and all of the goof-offs and back in Washington, D.C. No. As goes the believer, so goes the client nation of God. And believers today are not interested in God and His Word. They are living in the cosmic system. They have faith in things, but it's not faith in the God-breathed Scriptures. Because everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, Satan's cosmic system. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, Satan's cosmic system. Our faith. Our faith. You get this? This is powerful. I mean, John, this is powerful. Because everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, Satan's cosmic system. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, Satan's cosmic system, our faith. One. Verse 4 starts out with the causal conjunction hati, because. Two, hati gives the cause or reason for the last statement of verse 3. His mandates, God's mandates, absolutely are not difficult to fulfill. They absolutely are not difficult to fulfill. But you know, it just takes something. You have an authority inside your soul. You know what that authority is inside your soul? You have a volition. You decide. Every one of you, every believer has an authority in his soul. His volition. He decides for God, against God, for Bible doctrine, against Bible doctrine. And he goes by that authority. Three. His commandments are summarized in 1 John 3. 1 John 3, verse 23. 1 John 3, 23 says, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another with impersonal love for all, as he commanded us. So, one, the first commandment is for eternal salvation by simply believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. What's hard about that? The first commandment is for eternal salvation by simply believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Two, there is absolutely nothing difficult, nothing difficult in attaining eternal salvation. It's as simple as believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. There is absolutely nothing difficult in attaining eternal salvation. It's as simple as believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Three, one's faith in Jesus Christ constitutes a victory over Satan's cosmic system. One's faith in Jesus Christ constitutes a victory, the initial victory over Satan's cosmic system. Four, the believer is a conqueror of Satan's cosmic system by means of his faith in Jesus Christ. That's the initial victory. Five, the second commandment in 1 John 3:23 is to love one another with impersonal love for all, just as he commanded us. The second commandment in 1 John 3:23 is to love one another with impersonal love for all, just as he commanded us. Six, this second commandment is not difficult to fulfill because God has provided his grace and his power to live the spiritual life and have virtue, love brought to completion in our hearts. The second commandment is not difficult to fulfill because God has provided his grace and his power to live the spiritual life and have virtue, love brought to completion in our heart. Seven, the Lord Jesus stated in his own words in Matthew 11:30, "For my yoke is easy. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." So the Apostle John is echoing the words of his Savior when he affirms that the spiritual life is not at all difficult. It is not an overwhelming yoke or burden. Eight, after salvation, faith is the key to the believer's continuing victory over Satan's cosmic system. After salvation, faith, pistis, faith is the key to the believer's continuing victory over Satan's cosmic system. Nine, after salvation, it is faith in the God-breathed Scriptures, faith in the Word of God. It is living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. It is growing up in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is attaining spiritual maturity, having virtue, love brought to completion in your hearts. It is having the great motivational virtues of personal love for God the Father and personal love for Jesus Christ, motivating the great functional virtue of impersonal love for all. So, after salvation, faith is the key to the believer's continuing victory over Satan's cosmic system. After salvation, it's faith in aletheia, the absolute truth of the Word of God. And we got believers having faith in every bit of garbage in the world, human viewpoint garbage, and faith in that. And it's all it is. And it's worthless. It doesn't mean a damn thing. Faith is no better than the object of faith. And we got all these believers with faith in garbage, human viewpoint garbage, total garbage, has nothing to do with the Word of God. And every day I wake up and I look at a couple of sites, and it gets worse and worse and worse and worser and worsest. We're still here, so there's hope. But the only hope is for the pivot of mature believers to get larger. Right now, the pivot's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. As goes the believer, so goes the client nation to God. And there will be a lot of believers, that will just be madder than hell as they watch what's going on in politics, in judicial systems that are evil. But then who is the ruler of planet Earth? Satan. But remember, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. We are hooked up with the living and true God. We have won victory over the cosmic system of salvation. The issue is, are you going to keep on winning the victory over the cosmic system in your experience after salvation? You can. You can. You have an authority in here. The authority in your soul is called a volition. You can make good decisions for God and His Word. You can make bad decisions to reject Him. But you have, all you need is positive volition and humility. Respect for the authority of God. Respect for the authority of the Word of God. Respect for the authority of the pastor who teaches the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing in our lives. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.